Hi, Sean Bullett here with another edition of Around Montgomery County. On WSMI, I have an all-star cast as we talk about the recent event that will be talked about for years to come, that mega fire. It's been 2 weeks since the Hungry Ground Fire that looked like something out of biblical times grew to 6.7 miles long, a mile wide, and swallowed up 4,500 precious acres of Montgomery County soil. The volunteer firefighter is the backbone of firefighting efforts in this area. They not only work hard at the firehouse without a check, they work hard to raise funds for equipment and spare taxpayers an expense they might struggle to afford in the smaller communities in this area. Despite their expertise and equipment, though, they could not fight this mega fire alone. Not only did they get mutual aid from departments across 9 counties, but mutual aid from folks showing up in red vehicles and green vehicles and whatever other vehicles that may come from the farm community. That's right, tractors, implements, all coming from the farmers of Mid-Illinois. And joining me this morning, Kevin Schott, the Deputy Director of Chrismont EMA, Shoal Creek Fire Protection District Assistant Chief David Calk, and Katie Wilson from the Montgomery County Farm Bureau. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Glad to be here.
Let's talk about the events of 2 weeks ago. Some of the shock and emotion, I imagine, has worn off, but does it seem real yet? Kevin Schott?
I can go ahead and speak on that first. I know it was a fire unlike anything any of us have seen before. I've been in the fire service since 1982, and I've not seen anything, and I've not talked to anybody that has seen anything like this. So the men on the ground did a phenomenal job. Dave Calk, as the incident commander, was quite frankly overwhelmed, yet he kept things together and was able to accomplish the job with the help, as you said, of multiple fire departments, multiple volunteers, and some career firefighters. Litchfield firefighters were on the scene and did an excellent job with us as well. And ultimately the farmers that honestly helped us get that fire under control. I'd like Dave to talk about his role just a little bit, please.
I can do that. Good morning. I did fulfill the position of incident commander upon my arrival. We just thought it was a run-of-the-mill grass fire, started by unknown means, started to encroach on a farm property, and continued to fight that fire. As that little incident that could have been handled a little quicker than what we ended up handling was falling into place, I kind of stood back and realized this thing was Mother Nature was not going to cooperate with us. The 29 mile an hour sustained winds and 40 mile an hour gusts were just going to overwhelm us in a hurry. So what went from a everyday run of the mill central southern Illinois grass fire field fire became almost a conflagration, I guess you could say. It just became an animal, and as Kevin said, myself along with everyone else was struck by awe and kind of overwhelmed, but then you kind of kick in and do what you got to do and do the best you can.
Well, Katie Wilson, I imagine you have one of the busiest phones in Montgomery County over there at the Farm Bureau. What in the world was it like on that Saturday? Everyone's, kind of like a deer, your ears are pinned back, trying to find out what was happening next. I can't imagine what your afternoon was. You're kind of part witness, part of the machinery of Montgomery County, and I guess part of steering resources. What was that afternoon like?
Well, the day of, I think everyone was pretty preoccupied with the fire and just trying to figure out what they needed to be doing. And I think for a lot of people, they've never experienced anything like that before, a field fire of that size. But after the event, conversations that I've had with my directors, my East Fork Township director, who lives very close to where the fire was happening. We just talked at our board meeting. He said, you know, I had phone calls. I was in a combine away from my house at the time, on the road, trying to get back. Combine's going 15 miles an hour, getting phone calls that, hey, there's a fire, your house might be burning. So that was a very stressful time for him. And then once he gets home, getting the tractor and the disc hooked up and running over to the neighboring field. And then, you know, his account of helping, there's so much smoke that was there, and you're in the field discing, and you don't know if there are other tractors or if there are people. He said he was honking to make sure to let people know where he was at so that he didn't hit anyone or run anyone over. So just try to think of that much stress, that much of a stressful situation, running over to try to help your neighbors and stop this massive fire, and then not being able to see what you're doing and driving into a cloud of smoke. So just a crazy time. And, you know, just want to really express our thanks to all the farmers that did help. And I know these two guys can express some of their thanks for that too, but it definitely was a team effort to get things under control that day.
And let's talk about the farmer, because they don't have a MABUS system. They don't have a fire department pager, if fire department types still have a pager. The thing that really always impresses me with the American farmer, certainly the Mid-Illinois farmer in particular, they didn't need social media to communicate. And these folks, I guess they just, in some respect, were self-starters and showed up on their own at some level and communicated. And it sounds like an incredible amount of farmer mutual aid rose to the occasion in a short amount of time.
Yeah, and I think I'll let those two speak about that. But as far as the communication, it was just seeing someone was in need of help and running to help them, or they had their cell phone numbers and were calling their neighbors. Neighbors helping neighbors. So that was really a great thing to see with everything that not so great has been happening in 2020. But as far as the amount of farmers that helped and what was actually happening on the ground that day, I will let the other two speak to that.
Let me real quickly, Sean, I'm president of MABUS 56. MABUS stands for Mutual Aid Box Alarm System. For those that don't know, it's a statewide system that allows us to communicate and respond much more efficiently and quickly. And you're right, the farmers don't have that. And I think what we need to stress here is the word community. That this community, and I must also include Macoupin County, the Carlinville Fire Protection District had a very similar fire over in their district. And Chief Jess McKee will say the same thing as Chief Calk, that without the farmers and their response, we'd been chasing these fires many more miles. We can't stress the thanks that we have and appreciation that we have for the farmers in both these situations. And it's because of the community that we have both here in Montgomery County and Macoupin County, that we care for each other and that we're going to do everything that we can. Much like the volunteer firefighters that will drop what they're doing to help their fellow citizen in any situation, no matter what that is, farmers are likewise will do the same. A farmer becomes sick, you've heard time and time again that multiple farmers will come in and combine their fields and get what they need done. This is no different. The farmers stepped up to do what they needed to do, and we cannot express our deep appreciation enough for those individuals.
I'm sorry. We've always had a very good relationship with the farm community. Speaking for Shoal Creek Fire, many of our members are farmers themselves, both part-time farmers and full-time farmers. And you know, so a lot of our folks can relate firsthand what that farm community needed that day. And it was on a level that I had never seen before. And you know, my life won't be of a loss if I never have to see it again, but it was great to see that outpouring, that love for neighbor come out in a pretty dark time in our lives right now. It was quite heartwarming and overwhelming to say the least, and very appreciated.
help is great, but it's no help if people don't know what they're doing. That's the other thing that stands out, is just how much they just jumped into this firefight and were part of a well-oiled machine.
Sure. And I think after our Mavis meeting last night, I think we're going to begin to take steps to maybe improve the communications between ourselves and the farmers, and maybe on some level be able to improve the communication between farmer and farmer on a safety aspect more than anything. Just going to try to fix this situation where you may have too much activity in a field. We may be out there boots on the ground working a fire line, and here comes two tractors from two different directions, and it's noisy and it's loud and everyone's wrapped up in what they're doing. And luckily we didn't have any of that Saturday. But the possibility exists. And I think together hand in hand with the Farm Bureau and Mavis or individual departments, we can definitely achieve a goal of a higher quality of safety for future events if it's so needed.
In this case, your enemy was, I guess, sort of a help in getting that farmer help. Obviously, farmers were very fine-tuned to the concerns tied to the tinderbox conditions, but I guess the fire itself and that towering fire and smoke was like a huge advertisement that we needed help.
I would agree with that.
Absolutely.
It came from not only within Montgomery County, but we also had volunteers coming from Fayette County, and I'm talking non-fire personnel, and as well as Bond County. So, you know, it was a large community that showed up that day.
Yeah, and Kevin, that did have to stand out. I'm just trying to even gauge just how far out you could see that fire.
I happened to be in Edwardsville that afternoon when I got the call of what was going on, and it wasn't too far out of Edwardsville that I could see the smoke already. We do have radar images from the National Weather Service that show that the smoke plume was visible to radar all the way up to Atlanta, Illinois. And I think they said it attained a height of about 6,600 feet was the smoke plume visible on weather radar. So it was incredible. As I said, I've certainly never experienced anything like this. This is something you hear about out west with the conifers and the high fire volume that they have out there, not in central Illinois.
So that's like one of those massive thunderstorms with the high cloud tops that you can see 100 miles away. And this, like you said, Atlanta, 40 miles north of Springfield, about 90 miles, give or take a mile or two. That's incredible.
Yeah, it shocked us, to be completely honest with you, how massive this not just the fire, but the smoke plume was. This was an incredible fire that a lot of people deserve so much credit for. The volunteers, Dave Koch was overwhelmed and yet kept everything together. And we had one minor injury that I think was debris in the eye. Maybe one of our female firefighters, I think, was also treated by an ambulance on the scene, was not taken in. So Dave ensured the safety of everybody. Our dispatchers, Mary Simpson, was on duty that day and just did a phenomenal job. She had to be overwhelmed as well. They did call additional help in for her, which helped her. But our 911 system did a great job. The farmers, the mutual aid from multiple, Dave, I don't remember, 35 or 36 fire departments ended up on the scene. It was just phenomenal. The people that brought food out to the command post. Oh my gosh, we had so much food and water. Again, community can't be stressed enough in this situation, and so many thanks need to be given.
Well, I would point out too, I was told that you, sadly, over there at the county health department, here's a guy who has his hands full with COVID-19. And, I think the first indications were starting to show up that there was going to be an uptick that was going to continue for a while, but he put that hat aside And I know command and control is very important. I understand he played a key role in tying all of these departments together who couldn't necessarily speak to each other in a chaotic situation.
And early on, once I got back into the Emergency Operations Center there in Greg Nemo's office, or director of the Chrismont Emergency Management Agency, Danny Huff joined me there, and we started doing what we could do. And the call came out that there's firefighters that needed water. I ran to Casey's, grabbed water and took it out and started to deliver it. I ran into Hugh Satterley. Actually, Hugh called me. Hey, what can we do? And he was instrumental in getting the command post set up. They set up him and Jody Perkins, but they set up tables. They set up chairs. They started the process of getting the food and the refreshments and the rehabilitation for the firefighters out there in the machine shed that we utilized as a command post. And you're exactly right. Hugh Satterley, director of Montgomery County Public Health, deserves a huge thank you.
Well, now I'm just about to close. I realize your time is valuable. I've probably taken up more of it than you three could handle, but I'll just get a couple of more points in here. You talk about the people who were self-starters, people of action, not words, and just how well they worked together. I have to think, especially when this thing took off and all of a sudden it's headed toward, you know, Coffeen, Hillsboro, every minute had to count. And the fact that people just improvised, adapted, et cetera, had to make a big difference, because this thing clearly could have been worse.
You're exactly right. It was heartwarming to be out there and to see the camaraderie amongst the firefighters, the help that the farmers gave us. I'd be remiss in not mentioning that we've got an airplane into the air, and in that strong wind, it had to be a rough ride. But Lyndall Hart out of Litchfield got his airplane up. We put Mark Hughes, who's a member of our incident management team with EMA, in the plane with a ham radio that was talking to Danny Huff on the ground on his ham radio out there at the incident command site, giving us air information on the movement of the fire. Now, this was a little bit later on in the fire, but yet it increased our ability to help Dave with moving manpower around and getting a handle on that. And I just want to be sure that we mention Lyndall and Danny Huff as well, and the ham radio operators.
I'll tell you what, this is like the Oscars. There's so many people that need to be thanked that you kind of worry. You're like the you almost worry about running out of time, and they start playing the music. Well, we don't have an orchestra here, so no one's going to play any music on you. But Katie Wilson, I know folks who are in your shoes as far as industry groups. Usually it's a very businesslike type conversation, and people are in that business-friendly style of conversation. It's not the same situation when you operate at the Farm Bureau. You know better than anybody, the farm community is pretty special.
Yes, they are. And one thing I wanted to mention, you know, at my board meeting, I was asked by the Emergency Management Association, hey, we'd like to thank all of the farmers. We couldn't have stopped this fire without them. Do you have any ideas? I said, well, I'll talk to the board and see if we come up with anything. And, you know, it's, as we've said already, just everyone pitching in and helping was so heartwarming. And then their response is, we don't need a thanks. We don't want a thanks. Even if you provided a meal, it wouldn't be necessary. It was just neighbors helping neighbors, and it's what you do. And if I was in that situation, I know my neighbors would help me. So we just help and don't think twice about it. And so that is an awesome representation of the farming community. And even, I think, just Montgomery County and surrounding counties as a whole, we have some awesome people here. And We're just all ready to pitch in when our friends and neighbors need help. And so that was definitely shown on that day of the fire.
Well, Kevin Schott, Deputy Director of Chris Monty MA, and David Kalk, great to talk to you, the Shoal Creek Fire Protection District Assistant Chief. Great to chat with you again. And Katie Wilson, who heads up your Montgomery County Farm Bureau. Thanks so much for what you do, and thanks for joining me today.
Yes, thank you, Sean.
Thank you.
Quite welcome. Thank you for everything that you do as well.